And I remember one time when my grandmother Allen was very old and came to live with us. We always had an Allen girl that lived with us and helped Mother. It wasn't like she was a hired girl at all. She was one of the family. But because we had so many children in our family, and because of Geraldine, our invalid sister, Mother had, we always had an Indian girl that lived with us. And she slept in the bedrooms with us. I don't remember sharing the same beds, but we certainly did share the same bedrooms. And there was nothing, no integration at all. She ate with us, and she was just one of the family. And I remember my grandmother, Allen, came to the table in her wheelchair. And we were all eating, and she wasn't eating. And Daddy said to her, "Grandma, why aren't you eating?" And she said, "I never eat at the table with colored folks." And we were horrified, all of us. I can remember thinking, "Why, you wretched old woman, you know." And Daddy got up from the table and wheeled her back to her room, and he said, "Well, then we'll bring you a tray in your room." So, I mean, I think that's one of the first times it was ever really driven home to me that my own family could feel that way about it.
Well, was, in other words, he was very close to G. Dodge, as well as all the other people, too.
Yeah, and he lent money to a lot of them. I remember he was always, his truck drivers, and they'd come to the house and he'd lend them money. And I remember one time, I don't know what the situation was or anything, but Mother one evening said to the bunch of us, "Let's take a little ride out to Crystal." So we went out, and Daddy wasn't home. So Mother and all of us rode out to Crystal, and we rode up to this hogan. And we got out, and we stood around and visited a little bit. And Mother and and I don't know who he was, went over to the other side of the hogan. I remember him saying to Mother, "Yes, Mother, yes, Mother, yes, Mother." He was calling my mother, Mother. And Mama got back in the car, and she was kind of chuckling. And it turns out that Daddy had lent this Indian quite a little bit of money, and Mother went out to collect it. And he was, yes, Mother, you know, and was paying Mama what Daddy lent him. So, so I don't know, I think Mother was a practical one, you know, Daddy was not too practical.
Well, obviously the different points of view came down in the family, too, with your sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And some of you picked up your father's point of view, and some
picked
yes,
I think so.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, I think so.
I would say that was natural. Well, Robbie, I think we made a really good start here, and you've done your homework, which is terrific. If Jackie will and Ruth will do this kind of thinking beforehand, it will be great.
Okay.
But, are you tired?